Do you think that there is a connection between this, the speech at the One Love concert and the incident last fall when you were brutalized?
Yes.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
To my amusement, was at a student in suburbs. I was still there waiting, standing outside with this piece of roach in hand. A guy came up and took the roach.
Plain clothes? Or
yes, plain clothes. I don't know who he is.
Never saw him before?
No. Took the roach. So I looked when I saw him, the roach, and I took it back from him. So I
just like grabbed it from him?
Yes, just grabbed it from him. Because I wasn't looking in the direction that he came from. So I said, what happened? He didn't say no, and I took it back from him. And he looked in. He started to grab it again. So I said, what happened? So me, I must go down, so it's a dung, so which we call down, so. So I said, from he said, from the mention of the word dung, so I realized that that's a police attitude, see? After they tried their things and didn't work. One was punching at me, punching. I don't throw a blow all now. Well, they just chuck me in a corner and just went for all weapons of destruction. And just moved towards my head. About 8 to 10 guys. I don't mean two guys. Two guys couldn't do that. Four guys couldn't do that blood clot. 8 to 10 guys gang my head with weapons of destruction.
In the police station.
In the station. Close the door and chase away the people.
Uniformed and plain clothes?
Pure plain clothes police. Chase away the people and gang my head with baton. I was beating my head with baton and for about 1.5 hours until my hand broke because I was using my hand to stop blows and couldn't take no more blows and broke. See? When my hand broke now, I ran to the door and then pushed me back in blows. I ran to the window and pushed me back in blows. And when I found out that these guys' intention was to kill, see, what I had to do was just play dead.